You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
John Cain Arena, Sunday, April 14. The Mavs take on the Vixens for the first time. Let's hope it's the first time for many, many years to come that a great Melbourne sporting rivalry commences. If you want to get some tickets, there's still a couple available. MelbourneMavericks.com is the place to go for tickets. Molly Jovic is going to be part of this exciting venture. A new team comes into the competition for the first time. They're going to run out this weekend, and she's been good enough to join us. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
How are the anxiety levels, the excitement levels, the nerves? How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I guess it hasn't really hit me yet. I think tomorrow Super Netball actually starts. There's two games. So watching those, I think the nerves will start to kick in. But the girls have been really up and about this week, and we can't wait to get started.
So there's been a couple of setbacks on the way through with the squad with injury. How's that affected the group? Tell us about how the squad's evolved because of it, and how the two that have been injured, I don't know whether you've caught up with either of them recently, but how they're going.
Yeah, look, not an ideal start to, first season as a club as well, but we lost Sash early days in a practice match against the Sunny Coast, and yeah, that was tough for the group. We actually stopped the game, so... Yeah. That was, a really tough moment for everyone, but I think sometimes moments like that bring the girls in and we get to connect even deeper. And I think because we are all new, we're super interested in like fast-tracking those relationships as well. So, and then sadly, last game of Team Girls Cup, we lost Loz. And yeah, both of them are huge for us, personality-wise, but also on court. So, yeah, there's been a bit of mourning in the group, but luckily enough, we have great training partners that are able to step up and take on those roles. And, yeah, you might get to see a couple of them on the weekend.
Good. And you've also had some additions as well. The new rule that comes in, you're allowed to sign an 11th player, and there's some specifications around that. I haven't quite got my head around all the details, but you've been able to somehow or other... she's met the criteria in Shimona Jock, but used to be Shimona Nelson, is that right?
Correct.
Yep. So how is it that you're able to land her? Because as I was reading the article about this and said, well, this is a big coup.
Yeah. Look, don't ask me about technicalities or rules, Gazy.
Okay.
But I think it's amazing that we can have Shimmy step into a 11th player for us. She is such a gun and has been for a couple of years, well, actually 5 or 6 years in the SSN now. So big win for us. And obviously after we've had a couple of huge losses with Sash and Loz, yeah, we're all stoked to have her join us as the 11th player.
So go back to your journey. You were with Collingwood, and then we know Collingwood hits the wall. When that happened, what were you thinking that your elite level netball career was looking like? What was happening to you?
Well, I'll tell you guys a secret. I actually went and started kicking the football a little bit.
Is that right?
Oh.
Yeah, Collingwood were, obviously it was a shocking scenario for all of us players and staff members involved in the netball. But, none of us knew if we'd get picked up next year. Like, the whole league was out of contract. So, obviously my passion is netball. Yep. I wanted to keep playing netball. But a few people had kind of whispered, like, would you give this a go? And I thought, you know what, why not? I'll have a kick. And I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was fun, like, trying to learn a new skill. Luckily I feel like I'm one of the lucky ones that I've ended up getting a contract with Mavs. There are a few people that haven't. So, yeah, super grateful. And, yeah, it's weird how things work out because I'm in, I think, a better headspace as well with the Mavs this year as well.
So,
I was going to say, I was reading they just recently, as they do before the start of every season, they get all the captains together and they vote on who's the best player, who's all that type of stuff. And the predictions for the Mavs were very reserved. They're sort of a bit of an unknown quantity, of course, with a new team coming in. But they did compliment the merch and the...
Merch is
strong. They were number one with the merch and the colours and the whole way in which the Mavs mascots come in. But when you see those polls, well, I don't know if you do see them, but when you see them, does that... Does it motivate you at all that perhaps the team at this stage not getting the respect of some of the others?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Let all the other teams underrate us, and let's get out there on Sunday and show them what we're about, and also try and steal some Vixens fans while we're at it.
So what's Tracy all about? What sort of, I mean, netball's like so many sports, there's a formula and a pattern and a flow as to the way the game is played. But I imagine coaches all have their own unique brand that they bring. What's been her kind of main focus for what she wants you guys to be as a team?
Yeah, I think Tracy is an absolute character, and I've loved having her as a coach so far. I think, you know, she's got so much expertise and knowledge of the game, but it's kind of hard when we've spent 8 weeks on court together to get a team humming. And so she's done a lot of work off the court on culture and building connections off the court because, you know, as she says to us, she's picked us all for a reason. Like, we're all good enough to play. It's kind of building those connections so we can deliver together on court.
So do you are you confident that when the game starts on Sunday and it's on, and you're playing a team they know each other so well, are you confident that you know what your team is, you're all going to be on the same page and what your team's going to bring to the table?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Tracy's been nailing it at us for 8 weeks now. Yeah. And also we do things specific matchup for Vixens as well. So, yeah, we've got a great group of girls, really intelligent, like cracker chicks as well. So I just think we're all on the same page. You know, we've already built some great relationships. Like, we just want to do it for each other now.
Yeah, yeah,
and not even just us, but, like, if you look at Shay and Simo, like, everyone that's done all the work to get us to where we are now behind the scenes, like, they've had 8 months to get this up and running. Like, it's just a big wow moment for everyone. So I think, yeah, we just can't wait to get out there and do it for everyone, do it for the team, do it for everyone that's been doing everything for us behind the scenes.
Yeah, good. And you said before you weren't across all the small stuff when it comes to the rules, but they have, at the start of this year, they made the change to the short pass rule. And that is that going to have an impact on the way teams play? Is it irrelevant? What type of impact do you think that's going to have on the actual game as we watch it?
To be honest, I don't think it'll have a huge impact. I don't think there's that many scenarios that, you know, people are close enough to have that rule. But yeah, I think that's more of a New Zealand style of play. Like, they get
the
really close to each
ones.
Other.
Yeah,
yeah, the
yeah,
little
yeah.
short passes. So I don't think that will affect us too much. But yeah, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
So some of us don't know. This is the first time I've heard of it.
Well,
I'd rather Molly explain it, please,
okay.
if you don't mind.
Why are we talking rules? Right. I said don't.
No, I just wasn't sure.
Okay,
that's okay.
Well,
no,
Molly,
no.
What is the short pass rule?
I don't actually know the specific distance, but
a hand it used to be. It came in 2020, and it was a hand.
I'm going to get in trouble for not knowing the rules.
they brought it in 2020, and they say it's been fixed. So now you've got to at least provide a certain amount a space between teammates to allow enough room for an opposing player to be able to contest the ball to intercept. So
that's
you can't
crazy.
Just go running up close to each other and just quickly, oh, here
it's
you go,
it's
over you.
Handing it off, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you kind of have to give enough room for someone to get an intercept.
Correct.
Or someone to put a hand in, which, you know, is who knows how far that is.
Yeah, so well, that's right. Yeah.
It's kind of up to the umpires to make that decision.
Yeah. So in your head, do you have, without knowing exactly what the technical distance is, but in your head, do you have a grasp on what you think it is?
Yep. And if I think I'm a bit close, I try and take a step back.
So there you go. Nice work. How's your, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't you break your wrist?
I did.
Yeah. So that was, how long ago was that?
That was the second last game of the season last year. So I actually missed out on the last Collingwood game.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Against the Vixens too. I jumped up, landed on someone's foot, rolled my ankle and fell awkwardly and broke my wrist. So that
geez.
Was... fun end to the year with
so
the
Pies. So they can be problematic. How's the recovery and rehab?
Yeah, I think it was a bit slow at the start because obviously we didn't get on court. Like, I probably had the longest time I've had off court last year. So probably wasn't using my wrist to throw as much as, you know. But yeah, now that we're back into it, it's completely fine. So I'm happy with it. So
how's,
it'll be all good.
How's the engagement when you've got a new franchise, you're building it up, all the girls have been fantastic coming into the radio station. It seems like there's a huge incentive to get out there and promote it, which is great. But Is it going to take a little bit of time? What's the sense of the support for the team in these early stages?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of empathy towards us as well. Obviously, there's a lot of netball fans out there that went for Collingwood or didn't go for Collingwood and then kind of felt it when Collingwood left the competition. So I think, you know, if we haven't won some fans with that, like, or people are wanting to be to support us as their second team, which is awesome to see. I've seen heaps of ex-Pies fans come out to open training and stuff, so that's been cool. But yeah, I think on Sunday, hopefully, that's an opportunity for us to steal some more Melbourne supporters. Yeah.
It's a perfect way to do it. Just my last one on the broken wrist. I don't take this the wrong way. I'm not a stalker or a creepy sort of old man or anything. I noticed that have you recently taken up golf?
I have recently taken up golf.
I saw this.
Awesome.
Is the wrist, is it proving to be an impediment for your emerging and developing golf game, or is it all okay?
Look, let's say golf is a work in progress at this point in time, so I haven't noticed it, but it is my left, so I feel like I wouldn't with the swing.
Mm. You're a right-hander. No, the left wrist is pretty important.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, they're both important. Well,
they are both important. Your lead wrist is pretty important. Mm. Take it from a couple of hacks like he and I.
Yeah, maybe you guys can take me out one day.
Yeah, we will, but it's a constant work in progress. Okay. You never stop working at that stupid game, Molly. We can't wait. We feel like we've sort of been part of the storytelling of the Mavs since day one. When we had Tracy on, it felt like a year ago, and it probably was about a year ago, actually, when she was announced as the Cocker. So there's been a lot to look forward to between now and then. As you said, a heap of work's been done. Get out there on Sunday and put your best foot forward, and we can't wait to see what you dish up.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Molly Jovic joining us on the show. Part of the Mavs, they take on the Vixens. John Cain Arena, Sunday, April 14. Tickets available, melbournemavericks.com.